It is time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. Remember, previous episodes are archived as podcasts at KOZT.com. Information is changing quite a bit. That's why we bring this to you every Monday through Thursday at 9:30. We throw it over to Joe Rogalski at the Coast News Desk.
All right. Thank you, Dredd. In fact, right now we have William Lee, the Mendocino Coast Hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center, joined by Anna Ant-On-Owich, who is a family nurse practitioner in the oncology department. We actually previewed, Anna, that you were coming on today because of the topic. We wanted people to spread the word. I think it's a very interesting topic. So with that in mind, take it away, Will.
Good morning. This is Will Lee. Thank you again for having us on. First, I'd like to report that we have confirmation today that our city and community will have a community blood drive on Thursday, June 12th, and we hope to sign up, make appointments for 65 blood donors in our community. So it's very exciting that our community gets a chance to donate life-saving blood to this community and to the community at large. The other item I'd like to mention is that the Coast Hospital hopes to participate in a 30-day program with UCSF and Sonoma County Public Health as far as COVID-19 testing available for our frontline workers, first responders, our police department, our fire department, our paramedics and EMTs, also for our emergency room nurses, doctors, critical care nurses and doctors, and our respiratory therapists. So we're starting with those populations. And we hope to be able to test all of Sherwood Oaks patients, all of Sherwood Oaks staff, and then the street medicine program here in Fort Bragg hopes to test all of the homeless population. So we hope to get several hundred tests available for those populations with the hope that we can get a lot more to open up to community-wide testing for those that would be interested. We're still working on the technicalities of that, but we hope within the next week, at least the healthcare workers in Sherwood Oaks to start. I'm honored to work alongside a great family nurse practitioner here, Anna Ant-On-Owich, who is working in our oncology, hematology department, working with our cancer patients. Welcome, Anna.
Great. Thank you, Will, and thank you, everyone, for this chance to go on the air for a few minutes. We're really blessed to have a functioning, actually very busy cancer clinic here in the area. It keeps our patients from having to drive over the hill for their cancer care, with the exception of radiation therapy, which is still a little bit difficult for our patients to go over the hill every day. But our clinic is open. We are seeing patients. We're busy. We have changed some of the things to help keep our patients safer. One of them is the patients who already have their labs drawn can come in our back door. They don't have to go in through the main entrance to come into the cancer center. We check temperatures, and everybody, including the staff and the physician and myself, every day when we come in, just to assure that we don't have fevers. We're asked the same questions as everybody else, whether we have had a cough or any type of illness. If someone is sick, we do either, if they're a patient, we will put them in a room by themselves. We evaluate them there further, and we'll do necessary tests to assure that they don't have COVID or influenza, which is still prevalent in the community. Some of the other things that we're doing is everyone's required to wear a mask. We have limited access to visitors. Unless someone is receiving their first consultation, patients aren't allowed to have visitors with them. They do, of course, with their first eval. Some of the other things that we're doing is just trying to accommodate patients. It's very difficult right now. We like to give hugs. We form a close bond with our patients, and not being able to hug a patient and share in their happiness or their sadness can be very challenging for all of us. So if you do have a family member, you're, you know, not isolated completely and you have family, just remember that those folks need hugs too if you're in that isolated area with them. If they're not, just reach out. Phone calls, you know, saying hi through a window is always welcome. It's better than nothing at this point. We're also very lucky to have Dr. Lombardi. He is a physician that's with us right now with almost 30 years experience in hematology oncology. And he's just brought a breath of fresh air to us. He's absolutely wonderful with our patients and our staff. We really wish we could keep him. And then as far as nutrition is very important all year round, and it is for everyone. With our patients in particular, fluids is one of the most important things that we stress with our patients. They tolerate their chemo better, their therapies better if they have fluids on board. So at least 2 liters of fluid, doesn't matter if it's water or watermelon. We like people to drink as much as they can unless it's not advised by a cardiologist or other physician. Eating a healthful diet. Folks here on the coast are blessed that they have beautiful gardens, and from what I've seen, and it's a little bit easier to eat a healthful diet here. You know, avoiding alcohol. We discourage everyone from smoking anything. If you need to, you eat it. And their taste buds are off, so usually they're seasoning things a little bit stronger because it kind of messes with their taste buds. They aren't able to taste things as well.
It was good to have you on, Anna, because this is a subject which we haven't dealt with here in the morning on the Coast Health Report, and so thank you, and hopefully William will arrange another visit by you.
Yes,
that would be wonderful, or even Dr. Lombardi.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, my thanks to both of you today for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.